Hello and welcome to another episode of Fool's Daily. Today I'm joined by the Uber Lord of all things Malifaux at Adepticon.
The Uber Lord, that's a new one.
That's good, isn't it? And probably one very tired and worn out bunny still, even though it's a week later. It's Sean Overton. Hey Sean, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mike, thanks.
So, we're doing our wrap-up of Adepticon from Sean's TO point of view. I mean, if you've listened to Malifaux this week, you already know our point of view in that it was absolutely fantastic and we had a great time. So now we're going to find out how it was like to run it and herd all those cats in one direction.
Oh, and there were a lot of cats, yes.
There were a lot of cats. So you must be happy with how it went, Sean, because it was brilliant.
Thank you. Overall, I'm thrilled. Yeah, there were snags. There's always going to be snags. You just kind of learn to deal with them as quickly and efficiently and not let people see you sweat. So hopefully I achieved that. And next year we'll patch those holes and see what new ones pop up.
Yeah. Yes, it is. Running an event is always very much like putting your finger in the dike and then finding water leaking through elsewhere.
Yes, indeed.
So what was the thing that you were most happy with how it went?
I think the terrain went really, really well, given that I had so many people bringing tables and I really didn't know what I was going to be getting. Which, of course, led to snags in the story encounters, because we had some people who did fixed terrain, and I hadn't really playtested any of my stuff on fixed terrain. So that was a snag that we'll learn for next year. that won't be there next year. But yeah, I was really happy with the terrain. It was above the usual game store quality, so... Yeah, I think that was probably the best thing, followed rapidly by prize support. We had a fantastic amount of prize support from various vendors, including Weird Games Plus, who's a local game store in Mount Prospect. My local henchman threw stuff in. Dan Sulin threw in basically everything that was given out to the 1.5 people, plus some other things that he had floating around in his box. You know, I threw a couple of things in that I had that were nice. But Weird really came to bat for us again, like they always do. So, yeah, those are probably my two top picks. Oh, and the Achievement League. The Achievement League went really well. We had some real nutters in there. They totally outdid themselves. They were demoing to dozens of people, and it was just crazy. So.
Awesome. The converse is... What was the worst thing for you?
The awards for, was it, it wasn't the Masters. It was the story encounter, I believe. Was it the story encounter? No, it was the team tournament because it was the one that I wasn't behind the table for. Yeah. Yeah, it was the team tournament. That was horrible. We had a snafu with the accounting software, and our tech guy had gone to lunch or dinner or whatever time of day it was. And unfortunately, we ended up awarding a second prize to the third place winners and then had to rescind those prizes and give them to the proper second place winners, which visibly upset the people who had the prizes taken away. And that was really hard for me to do. I didn't make Greg do it. But it was really hard for me to do. So, yeah, that was a lesson, a very hard lesson.
I've fortunately never had to do that, but I've seen it done.
Make sure you never have to. It is seriously the worst experience I've ever had at a convention. I hated doing that. It crushed me.
Did you have to go and find them, or was it?
No. The third place winners, piped up pretty quick, saying that, you know, they were undefeated and that the second place or the proper third place winners, had lost one game. And so we got it straightened out pretty quick. So we just went through the sheets and looked at the history and found that it did not match what the program was saying. So,
right.
Always check your software, people. Always check your software.
Yes. Yeah, that's actually a big one. And I know I use a spreadsheet that Conrad wrote for me, and we always do test runs of tournaments, basically running a load of people through it.
Yeah, we actually did that. Chris Dundon, the guy who put together the Lucius logbook, we did do that. It was an entering error that happened.
Right.
So it's check your numbers is basically the long and the short of it.
Yeah. Cool. So, I mean, let's go through it. I mean, you ran five distinct events? Cake, teams, masters, two types of story. Oh, and a gaslight.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So six.
Yes.
Had 100-odd unique people playing?
Yes, I still have not gotten the exact numbers back from Adepticon. They're all unconscious, I think, still. So hopefully I'll have those soon, and I'll be able to post all that.
But, I mean, that's a massive, massive event. So you should be very happy with how it yourself and how it went.
Oh, yeah, no, I'm over the moon with it. I mean, It came out much better than I was expecting. I was hoping to break 100, and I'm thrilled that we did. I think Weird has seen that Adepticon is worthwhile, and I mean, they've always shown us support, but I'm glad to hear that they're considering having a booth next year. So I'm hoping we can make that happen.
Cool. So What would you change for next year? What are you thinking?
We need to play with the schedule, because you were there for the end of the Masters, and everybody was just exhausted. There were people trying to make planes, and so I put an announcement out for those who weren't there. I put an announcement out during the fifth round. I paused the timer and asked if anyone would mind if we did not have a sixth round, and there was a resounding applause from the crowd. So I think everyone was pretty much ready to roll at that point.
Yeah. And I think that was a very brave decision. I mean, I think it was the correct decision. I think it was a very brave decision on your part to do that, because, you know, you were going to have a lot of people disappearing at the end of that fifth game, and so to bring the tournament to a proper conclusion, I think was the right thing to do.
Well, that's just it. I mean, we had Achievement League people who had to leave, and I think three of the guys who were leaving were our top three for the Achievement League. And with the way the Achievement League works, you can conceivably get 20 points in a game. So it could have drastically affected the results. You know, if that hadn't happened, and then there were quite a few in the top rankings of the sixth round, or who would have been in the top ranking of the sixth round, who were leaving as well. So it just didn't feel right to me to have that many key people not participating in the last round. So I put it to the group, and fortunately, the group was all exhausted. So
yes, the group. Speaking for myself, I was absolutely shattered. I think I'm too old to do days and nights these days.
Honestly, I think most are. I think there are very few people who can do four straight days of 3 a.m. and then waking up at 7 a.m. to get properly showered before a 9 o'clock tournament. So, especially if you have roommates, you know, because then you got to take that whole scheduling into account.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean, I suppose if I look at it critically, you know, one of the things that I thought was that, for me personally, I thought the round times in like the Masters, for example, were too long.
Okay.
Because it was 2 hours and then another 15 minutes for picking on, you know, picking your crews and things. Whereas Gaining Ground sort of recommends 2 hours, including the time for picking your crews and things.
Mm-hmm.
So there was an hour there that could, you know, could be solved, but, you know, used for something else just by adjusting that timing. But then I'm a relatively quick player, and so, right, you know, all my games were done with plenty of time to spare. I don't know. You have someone like Conrad who was always the last one finished every round because that's just how he plays.
Right.
So I don't know if I'm being sort of biased
and,
that way.
And Conrad's not alone in that. There were quite a few people who did play to the very bitter end. I mean, I made the announcement at Adepticon that we had the capability of entering scores at the table with our cell phones and iPads and all that. If people got finished early, they could just raise their hand rather than swarming the table. And it really wasn't an issue until the very bitter end, you know, and then we had the guys run out and enter some scores because there really were quite a few tables that did play till the very bitter end. So I don't know if that's a tactic that they were using, you know, trying to run the clock out. It's hard to say. I didn't have any complaints of that. So, it's really hard for me to say, but I think there just are some people who take that much time and, It's a tough call for me. It was a tough call for me, and it will be a tough call for me next year as to how much time to give everybody. But I'm hoping that we can take those hours down a little bit. I figured for the first M2E Masters, I would give them the extra 15 minutes just because I knew that there were some slow players out there still. There are people who are still kind of dealing with their crews and that kind of thing. So, and I didn't want to discourage them from participating in the Masters. So, but maybe next year we can get rid of some of that time and make it a little more manageable.
Cool. What else? What are the other things that I thought were good or bad? The other thing, this seems very petty. The prize support at the end when you were doing the raffle.
Yes.
Seemed to go on for quite a long time. I know I wasn't the only one who was fidgeting going, come on, Sean.
Yeah.
I suppose it's the disadvantage of having so much stuff to give away.
Yeah. And, I mean, honestly, I had so much prize support and I got a lot of it really kind of last minute. So I really didn't have a proper chance to sit down and kind of, sort everything out. So that will be better next year. Cause next year I'm going to set my volunteers up as I would a Malifaux crew. You know, I'll be the master and then I'll have my henchmen and I'll have my enforcers and I'll have my minions. And I will have an enforcer or a henchman in charge of terrain because that was something that I desperately needed help with this year. And I will have a henchman in charge of prizes who that will be their sole job is to kind of sort things out and get them into boxes for each event. Cause I spent a lot of time behind the booth just kind of trying to figure out what made sense because the prizes were so random and so, plentiful that it was kind of hard to figure out, okay, well, I could just give a box set to everybody in one of the tournaments.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's what it really came out to, you know, one of those support boxes. I seriously could have just said everybody in this one gets a support box, but that didn't seem right to me because then, you know, there's other tournaments out there. So I didn't want to favor one tournament more than another, and it was honestly a problem, and I don't want to discourage my gifters next year, but it's something that I definitely need to work out for next year, and part of working that out is getting somebody who that's their goal for the weekend is to make sure the prizes are sorted and then at each event find that box and get it ready for me and all that good stuff. That way it's one less thing that I have to be mucking about with.
So what other lessons do you think you've learned?
Oh, there's so many. So,
all right, top three lessons learned.
Okay, let's see. Definitely better, what's the word I'm looking for? The opposite of micromanaging.
Macro-managing.
I don't think that works.
No, I don't think it does either. I'm just going micro-macro. Okay, let's do that.
Allocation of resources, picking the best person for the job, that kind of
thing. Right. Delegation.
Thank you. That's exactly the word. Yes, delegation. I have some key crew members who I rely a lot upon, and I think I probably could have had some other people doing some of the things that I had them doing. So I just need to interview my volunteers better and find out what they're good at and make sure that they're doing the things that they should be doing and not mucking around with running errands if they're more qualified to be doing other things. So that's number one. Number two would be making sure that that Weird is going to have product there. That was not something that I thought I needed to do. But as evidenced this year, I need to make sure that Weird has product there to sell, whether it be them having a booth or whether it be local stores bringing Weird product. Because it sucks that we had all of those demos going on and new people coming in and not being able to pick up a M2E rule book and a crew. That was ridiculous to me. And that's not going to happen next year. So, yeah, those I say would be the top two.
Okay, one more, because it was top three.
Oh, top three. Okay. Top three. Get terrain built now. Yeah, I'm not going to muck about with winter building again. That seriously impacted my terrain. I just didn't have the space to do what I really wanted to do. And so I'm getting started in the summertime when it's nice out. And I'm going to just crank out a bunch of totes of terrain.
Cool. Well, that sounds good. You know, it's all things that it's those things that you learn as you do, isn't it? That you know, okay, well, this time I need to do this and make sure that this happens, and I don't want to be bothered with this. And
yeah, I had a lot of grandiose plans, and they all kind of fell through, and that was just me thinking that I could inspire people to greatness in the middle of winter, which was foolish.
Yeah, but given the amount of lifting that you ended up doing, I mean, look at the Fate deck, for example.
Yes, let's look at that Fate deck.
It's a
lovely Fate deck, I have to say that.
People seem to really like it. And yeah. last year, it was a team effort from a load of people. This year, you organized it all, you got it printed, you did a massive amount of lift for that as just one thing that you were doing compared with all the other things that you were doing as well.
Yeah, and again, that was foolish because I had somebody on my team that had I put word out saying, you know, my design skills are limited and fairly slow. If anyone else has design skills, speak up. I could have handed that off because Greg Mount, the guy who ran the 1.5, he that's what he does, and I did not know that.
Right.
So I now know that, and next year's deck will not be handled by me.
Cool. Right. Well, we're out of time.
Okay.
Our timer is gone. So thank you very much for coming on.
Thanks for having me.
And until next time, I've been Mike, and he's been Sean. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You can contact Fools Daily on Twitter. We're at Fools_Daily or via email, foolsdaily@outlook.com.